WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this June 27th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maliff here, welcoming into the studio a first-time guest. We love it when this happens. We have Michaela Sorgi with us right now, Elder Resource Specialist with our ADRC of Central Wisconsin. Michaela, did I get it right? Did I get the last name?
Yep, you got it.
All right, thank you. Well, you helped me out with that. I appreciate it. Michaela, really appreciate you joining us. You sent over some great notes. I do have to do something to you that I do with all of our first-time guests. Okay. Get to know you a little bit. We love to hear people's origin stories. Sure. Would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself with us?
Yeah. Yeah, I am Michaela Sorgi. I am originally from Poinette, Wisconsin. So I grew up down there, and then I moved to Stevens Point for school, for college. So I kind of stayed there, and now I live up here. So, yeah.
What was it about this field that made you want to be a part of it?
Yeah, I love helping people. I knew I didn't want to be a doctor, work with bodily fluids. So yeah, I thought, yeah, I can help someone in a different way. So,
right on. Yeah. Right on. That's really cool. And thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Where is that near?
Poinette. Yeah, it's north of Madison.
It
about
is.
30 minutes.
Thought so.
Yeah.
Okay. My sister lives down that way. So
sure.
I thought I had that down.
Yeah.
That's cool. Interesting.
Very small town. Very small town.
We are happy to have you here in this small town. We are happy to have you around here. And especially with some of the things that we're going to be covering today, the information that we're able to share and that you guys have over there at the ADRC is so vital, so much to so much of our community. And we're going to start talking about Medicare Basics class that is going to be coming up now,
yeah.
Called the Roadmap to Medicare.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. We just recently changed that title. We have been revamping that within the last year or so. So we changed the title, changed the basics of the classes too. They're not as long. They used to be like 2 hours, and now they're more an hour based, just kind of based on questions and things that people have. So yeah.
It in the years that I've been able to talk with the ADRC, this tends to be one of the bigger topics and one of the bigger classes.
Yeah.
In part because these things change almost every year, and there's a lot of people out there that are uncertain of how it's a change for them.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a great one. And those classes, when are they going to be available?
Yeah. So we, since we're our Wood County office has two different offices, so we alternate every other month with our Marshfield office. So our next one is going to be in July. It's July 16th at our Rapids office from 10 to 12:30. So.
One of the things that I think is really helpful about this is, you know, come with your questions.
Mm-hmm.
You are able to talk to a not just a real person, but face to face with a real person.
Yes.
And I know that I'll use my mom and dad as an example of this, where I've talked with them about things. And man, my father, he is a very bold Italian. There is not much that man is going to be shy away from talking to somebody about.
Yeah.
But these topics, he really feels like, well, I should already know this. Mm-hmm. And so it holds him back from asking these questions or follow-up questions,
yeah,
sometimes that he wouldn't do on the phone, but in person, he'll ask.
Yeah.
I think that that's a really great gift to people to be able to offer that, where, you know, you're not sitting on a phone for hours or trying to navigate through a website or mm-hmm. something. Here it is, just real person face to face. And especially for that generation,
yes,
it's so vital to be able to offer those services.
Yes. Yep.
I imagine it goes a lot farther than even I realize, too, talking it out loud here. The farmers market vouchers are available. Wanted to touch on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that has just started earlier in June. Actually, June 2nd is when they started. So they run through October 31st every year. And I think the amount this year has changed a little bit from last year. I think it's $25 this year for people. And people who are 60 and older are eligible. So as long as their income is at those income limits, they can qualify and they can apply for it. So you can always come in and ask questions. So
yeah, I encourage you to do that. We'll give you guys the address and how you can do that before we wrap up today and let you know the website address and some of those things. But definitely something that is available to the community that you should be using, taking advantage of if you can.
Yeah.
Also wanted to remind everybody, and this is something that we love doing, and I make a point to do with the ADRC. Michaela, I know that we just met, but I met the ADRC way years ago. I was living in California, and I was looking for ways to not only, to be honest, keep busy,
yeah,
but do it like productive with my time. And I,
yeah,
started working at Special Olympics a little bit, and through a good friend over there, they told me about Meals on Wheels.
Yes.
And I got to do a little of that when I was living out there. And for me, I didn't have a car or anything at the time. I was mm-hmm. taking public transit, so I only had two meals that I was dropping off.
Yeah.
And I bring it up, and the audience knows I bring this up almost every time we talk to the ADRC, because it was so impactful to me.
Yeah.
I guarantee that it meant more to me maybe than the people that I was dropping the meals off to. I made really good friends that I remember to this day. Mm-hmm. And I learned so much about the importance of this system and this great volunteer service, certainly for the clients that it benefits. Yeah. It is not just a meal. It is an opportunity to check in on these people. It is an opportunity to say hello, give them conversation, give them some fellowship that they may not have otherwise. Yeah. We hear a lot of reports and see a lot of this in our own area here, let alone around the country, about isolation and the fear of that.
Yeah.
But it took doing it to realize it's just as impactful for the volunteer. It can mean so much to you as well.
Yeah.
It's a great service. So I wanted to mention Meals on Wheels as a volunteer opportunity, certainly. But there's other opportunities as well.
There are. Yes. Yep. I had to reach out to our volunteer coordinator, too, just because she had a lot of great information. But yes, Meals on Wheels, you know, drivers were always looking for, even just people looking to pack meals for the Meals on Wheels. I mean, in our Rapids office and in our Nakusa site as well. We're always looking for those help or for that help. But there are different, we have different classes too that we offer, always looking for people to even participate or just even to help lead those classes or different things. And then as well, our senior dining site in Nakusa too is looking for some assistance too.
And keep in mind that there may be even be other opportunities or things that you may find really noteworthy to you or hit on a skill set of yours that, I'm good at this. I can help out with that.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. You just never know. It's always a good idea to reach out. The way that this worked for me, I heard about Meals on Wheels, but I just offered my service. I told them what I was available and they worked around my schedule. And that's something that they can do with you as well out there.
Yes.
If you're looking at your schedule and like, I don't know how I could fit an hour in or whatever.
Yeah.
They work with you on that schedule to make it so that you can do it.
Definitely.
It's a really good service that I swear you'll be benefited from just as much as our clients out there, the people and the individuals that receive these meals.
Yeah.
And we wanted to remind everybody about the Marshfield office being open, the new location. Again, congratulations about that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a big adjustment, but it's been great so far from what I've heard. I haven't seen it personally, but I've heard good things about it. So, just a reminder, it is open now. They have changed their dates a little bit. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, they're open from 8 to 4, and then by appointment only on Wednesday and Friday.
Good thing to keep in mind and a nice way to remind people, especially in that area, of that it's available, that it's there and stuff. We know a lot of times it takes a little while for the word of mouth to get around for some places, especially for our nonprofits, where there isn't the dollars for advertising or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So it's on us as people. Spread the word about that Marshfield location, everybody, along with some of the other great things that we've talked about with Michaela today. And keep in mind, we've only scratched the surface of the service and the classes and the things that are available over at the ADRC Central Wisconsin. You can find out more by going to their website, adrc-cw.org, adrc-cw.org. And Michaela, if people want to reach you specifically, is there a way to do that or just send them to the website? Is that the best way?
Yeah, they can always go to the website for sure, or stopping in too when they just, ask for a benefit specialist. And they can connect with me that way for sure.
Our ADRC of Central Wisconsin, located here in Rapids, is at 223rd Avenue South. Suite 1. Can't miss it. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Keep in mind, you can also give them a call, 715-421-0014, 421-0014. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. And again, that website, adrc-cw.org. Michaela, you did it. You got the first one down. Nice job.
It was awesome.
It was good. It was great. You were great.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, and thank you again for joining us for the conversation.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.